to You, Rudy, by The Specials. Love that song. Love that song. This is The Juice Bar with your host, The Juice, and as always, right next to me, the very dependable Eli Crippen.
Welcome back, everyone.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. Man, I'm just... It's a real dreary day in Pennsylvania today. Kind of, you know, one of those rainy, cold, but somehow I feel like still humid days. So we decided just to put together a little rainy day playlist.
Yeah.
You know?
It was a little bit difficult for me.
Well, it was just kind of figuring out, like, you know, some people on rainy days try to, you know, like, make their day better.
By listening to, like, really, very happy, upbeat music.
You know, but it's just kind of a little bit of a mellow playlist, a little, you know what? I like the playlist we came up with. It's just equally upbeat, equally, you know, a little slow. Some beautiful songs.
I didn't really like it at first, as we were putting it together.
But I feel like it,
but I think we actually really got it to a place I'm very happy with.
That this is true. It's a lot of music this week, so not going to be as much talking. But I, you know what? I think the music will speak for itself. Mm-hmm. So right now we just have "Fire and Rain" by
James Taylor.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time. My back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you.
You don't love me anymore. Let's see how you look. You don't love me anymore. Let's see how you light this song. You need someone you adore. Find a place where you might belong. Crashing down at pieces all on the ground. What once was lost cannot be found.
Not a silly little moment. It's not the stone before the calm. This is the deep and dying breath of this love that we've been working on. Can't seem to hold you like I want to, so I can feel you in my arms. Nobody's gonna come and save you. We pulled too many false alarms. We're going down. And you can see it too. We're going down, down. And you know that we're doomed, my dear. We're slow dancing in a burning room. I was the one you always dreamed of. You were the one I tried to draw. How dare you say it's nothing to me? Baby, you're the only light I think I ever saw. I make the most of all the sadness. You'll be a bitch because you can. You try to hit me just to hurt me. Then you leave me feeling dirty because you can't understand. We're going down. And you can see it too. We're going down. Oh, really know that we're doomed, my dear. We slow dancing in a burning room.
or cry about it, why don't you? Yeah. Go cry about it, why don't you? Yeah. Or go cry about it, go cry about it. My dear, we're slow dancing in a burning room. In a burning room. In a burning room. Don't you think we ought to know by now? Don't you think we should have learned somehow? Don't you think we ought to know by now? Don't you think we ought to learn somehow? Don't you think we ought to, don't you think we ought to, don't you think we ought to move along? Cause my dear, we're slow dancing in a burning room.
All right, that was just Slow Dancing in a Burning Room by John Mayer. Before that was We Find Love by Daniel Caesar. And before that was Fire and Rain by James Taylor.
You know what? Three a little bit more mellow songs.
Three mellow songs for a mellow day.
For a mellow day. Love them. I love that version of Slow Dancing. It's off of the Village Sessions. It's a great, you know, acoustic version of some of the songs from his album Continuum. Fire and Rain, a classic. Love.
Classic
love
James it. Taylor.
Love it.
I'd love to have a song by him on almost every episode if we can. For my mother.
And then We Find Love, Daniel Caesar. I know I've played that with Eric a couple times in some of our, you know, little jam sessions that we do. Potentially coming live to the Juice Bar in the future. We'll see. But
keep your eyes open for that.
I was just watching during that music segment the ending of the Arizona Cardinals game, and they've won their first game.
Wow.
I couldn't be happier. We're in my lucky Larry Fitzgerald jersey.
First game in 2 years, 3 years. 4 years,
honestly, it seems like forever. They hadn't won a game in a long time, Eli. But I don't know if you have like a lucky memento. I know Eric has, you know, some lucky articles of clothing. He's always like, you know, if I put it on, yeah, it's never for something that necessarily like I can't say I really want this to happen. You know, I don't wear it a like lucky article of clothing just for a specific reason, but when I wear it, something good happens to me.
Hmm.
I don't know if you have that, but
I can't say that I do. I know that I know that like a lot of sports people are pretty.
They have like you
they
know
have a lot of like lucky items, like
socks,
especially in
pads,
baseball. There's like a big
gloves,
know,
stuff like that. You know, Aaron Judge
superstition. Yeah,
gum chewing or something like that.
Yeah,
big
know.
Bubble gum guy. I remember reading about that. Baseball playoffs are coming up. I can't wait.
Yep. Oh. Spring training started
months ago, Eli.
6 months ago in the spring.
Well, you know, we keep the MLB doesn't matter then, so it's easy to forget that it happened.
No, the MLB is important. The Mets are the best team. That's
you know,
all
I went
I
to
know.
A Mets game. Mets Rockies.
Yeah.
In New York.
When?
June.
Hmm.
May.
How'd that go?
May. They won.
Did the Mets
did
win?
Did they win? They did win. Pete Alonso had a home run.
Well,
what with my friend Everett?
It's a good
doubt
day.
Doubt he's listening, but if he is, you know. How's he gone?
It's a good day if the Mets win.
Absolutely. Ah, I love it. So this is, we should probably get back to music. We do have a lot of it.
Yeah. This is a very, very full playlist that we've got today.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, we'll change it up the beat a little bit. Giving it up for your love, Delbert McClinton.
I'm giving it up for your love right now. best and I engrave my love on it just for you. Come back here, come back real quick. My heart is aching and my body's feeling weak. I'll be alright, yes I'll be okay. Come on now baby, listen to what I say. Don't want your money baby, don't need your car. Been doing alright so far. I'm giving it up for your love, everything. I'm giving it up for your love right now. I'm giving it up for your love, I'd say everything. Giving it up for your love somehow. I'm giving it up for your love, I say everything. I'm giving it up for your love right now. I'm giving it up for your love, everything. Giving it up for your love somehow. I'm giving it up for your love, everything. I'm giving it up for your love right now. I'm giving it up for your love, everything.
If I had a waterfall, we wouldn't wonder not at all how much fun each day was gonna be. If I had a mountaintop, I know we would never stop climbing way high up to look and see. If I had a jellyfish, bet you we would never miss a single peanut butter kiss or squeeze. If I had a waterfall, it might not make no sense at all. That won't matter much to you and me. Babies get born even in a war. I guess just to show us what living is for. Tried to dance and made us laugh, every smile and giggle would be free. If I had a big moonlight, we'd turn it back on every night, just so the dark could try and get some sleep. And if I had a rocket ship, we'd go places really quick, then have a time to stop and get ice cream. If I had a big giraffe, he'd have to take a real long bath. And that's why waterfalls are really neat. Babies get born even in a war. I guess just to show us what living is for. We could stand out in the rain, only feel the drops we wanted to. If I had a wonderful, we could play out in the snow, never have to wear our socks and shoes. If I had a pot of luck, we wouldn't have to spend a buck and get all the stuff we needed for our sneeze. And if I had an everything, we wouldn't get wet in the rain, and riding waterfalls would be a breeze. If I had a big giraffe, he'd have to take a real long bath. And that's why waterfalls are really neat.
gives me teeth and tongue. My heart skips eight beats at once. If we were meant to be, we would have been by now. See what you wanna see, but all I see is him right now. I'll sit and watch your car burn with the fire that you started in me, but you never came back to ask it out. Go ahead and watch my heart burn with the fire that you started in me, but I'll never let you back to put it out.
Watched by Billie Eilish, kind of a big artist, I guess, in our generation. She's been pretty popular.
Yeah, she's late. Yeah,
big single girl.
Had her first album released
back in
last
March,
year,
February, I think.
Yeah,
I remember it came out. I remember being with Lily Curry at Gilbert's, that being a big deal.
Yeah,
because it was kind of just out of the blue. No one was really expecting it.
Yeah,
if I remember correctly,
I felt like there were some.
Was there some
promotional stuff around it?
I don't follow that rigorously, but
I like her. I think it's pretty good.
There's also Waterfall by Dwight Yoakam and Giving Up for Your Love by Delbert McClinton. And I was telling you, Waterfall by Dwight Yoakam. I have a distinct memory of going into the city and going to the Metrograph Theater down in the Bowery with my dad to see the movie Young Frankenstein. And listening to this song on the way out, and it was a similar kind of day, like it was a little overcast, a little rainy day, and it was just, whenever I hear the song, it just brings me back to that moment. You know, big shout out to my dad. I know he was watching his Raiders win just now, but big Dwight Yoakam family. Big Dwight, the album Three Pairs, I listened to probably bi-weekly in its entirety. Just, it's, you know, a nice break in my day, you know, nice if I have, you know, nothing really going on, it's a nice way to just chillax.
Yeah.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. This is The Juice Bar, and I'm The Juice. And as always, with the dependent variable Eli Crippen right next to me.
You know, Jack, I think this is it's kind of a breakout episode for us in a way, because I feel like in most of our episodes we stick to kind of like classic rock type music, but so far today, you know, we've had Daniel Caesar. We've had Billie Eilish. I mean, I guess that's it, but...
It's more than we've had in the past.
It's more than we've had in the past.
Yeah. What? The Juice Bar, you know, we're trying to...
We were thinking about putting on some really...
some really out there stuff.
Some really out there stuff, you know, but had to cut it.
The FCC has some rules against profanity.
So...
But, you know, I like to mix it up, you know, kind of get some different music in. Yeah. We want people to hear some music they haven't, maybe they've heard and some they haven't.
Right.
You know, so they can enjoy something they know and maybe find something that they enjoy listening to through the power of live broadcast FM radio.
It's pretty cool.
That it is. You know, I was down in Easton for Lafayette Day a couple weeks ago, and in the restaurant Downtown Dog, they were playing WJRH.
Downtown Dog. No way.
Yeah.
Were they?
They were. And it was the first place I've ever heard it publicly. I've always said, and we've both agreed on this, that I feel like in, you know, the post office, the campus store, and upper marquee,
they really should just be playing
WJRH.
They played in the art studios, according to Linus.
Yes. Yes, I've heard that. But I feel like it's an underutilized medium. I feel like we have some... So a lot of people have some good music. And, I mean, there's always the Robo DJ going.
There's always the Robo DJ. I was just actually reading some history on WJRH on our website, WJRH.org. For anyone who's not listening on the website, I guess.
Well, I guess the folks down at Downtown Dog would be...
Yeah, possibly.
The ones doing that.
Well, anyway.
Potentially.
It says originally, when we were first founded, we had a... Only music we ever played was at 7 to 11. It's called Songs at 7.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Back in 1947.
Wow. We were one of the first college radio stations, if I remember correctly.
Not sure about that.
I could have sworn it was on there, but maybe that was a lie, so we took it off. That is a very real possibility.
That's very real. Yeah, I don't think 1947 is super early. In terms of college radio stations.
I don't know, but the radio's pretty new then. I don't know. We'll do some research and check it out.
Yeah, we'll get back to you guys.
Maybe we'll post a little something about the history on our on our Instagram.
Along with the answer to what was it? Our show 2 weeks ago?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Which I think we talked about last week.
Yeah, instead of posting.
Well, you know, we had a busy week.
It was a busy week.
It's been a busy couple weeks, but this fall break...
A lot of midterms going on.
This fall break is going to be a nice...
Very, very much looking forward to that.
Restful 4 days.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Well, we'll see.
Well, yeah.
I have a lot of work to do.
Get ahead on some stuff, but... In the meantime, we got 1 week left, so...
Is there really 1 week until...
Yeah, next weekend.
Oh, is it the 6th? Oh, yeah. It is the 6th.
Didn't it fly?
Wait a minute. This weekend is fall break.
Yes.
Wow. Whoa. That's crazy.
All right. So while you think about the fact that it's already fall break,
losing track of time.
Let's just get right into
Time in a Bottle.
Time in a Bottle.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box
just for wishes and dreams that had never come true. The box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time
All right, that was just Someone Saved My Life Tonight by Elton John. And before that was Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce? I'm not really sure.
Neither am I.
But those are two great songs that I really love, especially Someone Saved My Life Tonight by Elton John. Fantastic song. I was very disappointed that that song did not make it into the Elton John.
I was thinking movie. The same thing when we were putting this together. I don't remember that being on at the show.
No, it's one of my favorite songs.
For those that don't know what we're talking about, back in March, Eli and gave myself and our good friend Eric the distinct pleasure of going to see Elton John on his farewell tour, which is actually just wrapping up.
Is it?
I know I was talking to Kate about an Elton John concert on the 9th that she's going to.
Another
Elton John. So I think I'm pretty
part
sure
of the tour.
I want to say the tour ends on Christmas or New Year's. It ends the very end of this year.
Hmm.
Unless he added more shows, which is certainly possible there's definitely been
probably a lot of demand.
Yeah.
It was a great show.
The place was packed.
I was actually referring to the Elton John movie Rocket Man.
Is that a good movie? I've heard that it's an enjoyable watch.
I never saw the Queen movie, which I don't know.
Bohemian Rhapsody, yeah.
So similar. But from my family members who saw both, they said that they liked Rocket Man, the Elton John movie, better.
Really?
I'll have to check it out. And I really liked it. I really like Elton John to begin with, so, you know.
I was actually talking to Tim about the Bruce Springsteen movie in the 80s with the kid that comes over to America just to see Boss's house and just falls in love with Bruce Springsteen. It's kind of a coming-of-age story.
Hmm.
And he was saying that that's another great one. There's been a lot of good movies about prominent musicians this year.
Musicians, yeah.
It's been a good year for that. Especially if you're into, you know, Elton John connects with you. The name of the movie I'm talking about is really escaping me right now. But, you know, if you're a fan of The Boss, it's definitely something to watch.
Yeah. There's a lot of movies coming out that I actually want to see. It's very hard. I feel like it's hard to see movies though as a college student because the nearest movie theater is pretty far away.
It is. When we went to see Endgame last year, that was about a 25 minutes. It was pouring rain that day.
It was, but it was still storming. A long Uber.
It still was a long Uber. Ooh, the movie Blinded by the Light.
Oh.
That's the movie I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is tough. It is tough to see it. The Joker has just come out.
There's been a lot of news around that movie.
I know. I've been trying to avoid a lot of it because I don't want anything. All of the trailers for the movie have been very dubious about kind of his origin and where the plot of the movie, what necessarily happens.
I think it's because there is no plot.
I would agree. But I don't want to read anything about it because I'm afraid that I'm going to learn something. A part of the appeal of the movie to me is that there's very little I actually know about it other than the fact that it's about the Joker.
There's a lot of concern about it inciting violence.
Really?
Yeah. Kind of weird.
I could see that. Just from the trailers I've seen, I could see how that could be pulled away from the movie.
I've read probably at least 5 different news articles about different concerns about it, possibly inciting violence / glorifying a certain type of no one understands me and I have no choice but to
be insane
and kill people.
It's an interesting
that is the
nature of the Joker,
the character, the Joker.
Yeah,
but there's been a lot about how the movie
even more
glorifies
so than...
that character because it's sort of an empathizing version of it, because it's not he's the bad guy and Batman's trying to it's all about him. So.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting. So I'm really excited to see it. I'm probably going to try and see it next weekend if I can.
Yeah.
But when it's fall break, as you just learned.
fall break marks the halfway point for the semester, doesn't it? I think it does.
Yes. I think the week after. It's about halfway. Because after Thanksgiving, we have 2 more weeks. Or, depending on, your classes. One more week of classes and then finals.
Which is crazy because I still feel like this is like the third week of school.
Yeah,
it like I feel like we've been here for a very short amount of time.
I feel like we've been here for a short amount of time, but also forever in a weird way.
Yeah, I get that. Partially, I think because of the weather.
Yeah,
like I feel
it's
like
been warm. It was 95 degrees this a lot Wednesday. Of,
I associate school with coldness and the winter and you know like bare trees and stuff because that's most of what we see. Just because of when school is
when school is, yeah. No,
but like it's been very like it still feels
there's still leaves on.
Yeah, I guess I feel like, you know, when school first starts up and there's like still leaves all over the place and it kind of still feels like summer, you know, yeah. Is when you feel like it's the beginning of the year. And because
it's still been like that, there's still leaves on basically still every leaves tree.
Everywhere. It just still feels like the beginning of the year, even though it's the seventh day of autumn?
I could make a really cheesy intro to the next song because I could just say, you know, like God only knows. But I mean, God only knows.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
That's faded in the memory. I feel like somebody I don't know. Are we really who we used to be? Am I really who I was? Well, the lights will draw you in, and the dark will bring you down, and the night will break your heart, but only if you're lucky. Waiting outside while you find your keys, like bags of trash in the blackening snow. City of neon and toes that freeze. We got nothing and nowhere to go. We got nothing and nowhere. And the lights will draw you in, and the dark will take you down, and the night will break your heart, only if you're lucky now. And if the lights draw you in, and the dark can take you down, then love can mend your heart, but only if you're lucky now. That's faded in the memory. I feel like somebody I don't know. Are we really who we used to be? Am I really who I was?
All right, that was just Lucky Now by Ryan Adams, which was and God Only Knows by the Beach Boys.
Great song.
Great songs.
Friend JD this year at the camp that we work at, Lana Kila, performed a very, very beautiful rendition of God Only Knows with a couple other counselors, a cappella, including my good friend Tim Peterson.
Oh, that's really cool.
Tim Peterson's older brother goes to Swarthmore, where I actually was this Saturday, yesterday, to watch a rugby game. Crazy how the world's just all connected like that.
You know, it's funny how songs can just make you think about those things, right? I know my mom loves the song. Actually, both of my parents.
God Only Knows is a great song.
It's a great song. I love that. The whole album, I mean, Pet Sounds is a masterpiece.
Something about the Beach Boys' harmony is just...
It's on a different level.
It's really amazing.
But this is the end of our show. We have one more song left. As always, you have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been The Juice Bar, the dependent variable Eli Crippen, and myself, The Juice. We got one last song. A little bit of it's a mellow song, but I don't know. I do appreciate it. I'm a big Pink Floyd guy. Ooh, and actually, one last message. It is my good friend Matt Post's birthday today. So big happy birthday to...
Happy birthday to Matt Post.
The Postman. Oh, wow, this is really funny.
Yeah.
It stopped, actually. The aux cord stopped working on the last song.
It's crazy how unreliable sometimes the equipment we have in the WJRH broadcasting booth can be.
You know, it really is. I love it when just, you know, stuff just stops working. But finally... We can get Wish You Were Here going by Pink Floyd. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you have a wonderful week. We won't be on air next weekend due to fall break, but we'll be back the week after that.
But 2 weeks time.
2 weeks time. Have a wonderful 2 weeks.
tell. Heaven from hell, blue skies from pain. Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile from a veil. Do you think you can tell?
Ask you who you know. Please don't mention.